William Morrow and Harper Audio present Feeding the Soul Because It's My Business, Finding Our Way to Joy, Love, and Freedom by Tabitha Brown. This is the author. To Mama and Daddy, thank you for giving me life and for always encouraging me to be me. A Note from Tab. Be sure to keep your ears open for my popular TSAs, Tabitha service announcements, and some of my favorite easy vegan recipes from my YouTube and TikTok channels, which you'll find on the enhanced portion of this audiobook. The enhancement is available from your audiobook provider or download directly at www.harpercollins.com/audio/feedingthesoulbecauseitsmybusiness. But look here, honey. I know you'd be looking for measurements and things, and if I have them, I'll give them to you. But in Tab's Kitchen, we cook by the spirit. Like I always say, if you need an exact recipe every time you cook, you don't trust yourself. Let's trust ourselves. And however much you are moved to use, that's what you use. Introduction. Hello there. Honey, how y'all doing? Y'all all right? Trying to hang in there? Listen, I understand, I really do. And because we all have either gone through something, or are currently going through something, or are about to go through something, I thought I'd share my heart and story with you. The elders in the church of my childhood back in Eden in Ruffin, North Carolina, used to sing a song called How I Got Over. It was a declaration of not just the faithfulness of God, but their own persistence through both good and hard times. It was a signpost that pointed directly to the ways they chose to live and love in order to make it to a point where they could say, hey, y'all, I'm good. I made it to the good part. In a way, this book is my How I Got Over declaration to you. It is filled with both affirmations and inspiration on how to live your life with an abundance of love, joy, peace of mind, and freedom. You like that? Very good. It's such a powerful thing to rise out of the depths of darkness. Ask me how I know. There's an old saying I used to hear from my mom. When asked how she was doing, she would respond, "Ooh, I thank God I don't look like what I've been through." And isn't that the truth? I know some people will say, "Oh, Tab, your life is amazing." Well, that's because they're only looking on the outside. They're only seeing the fruit instead of the roots. Honey, remember the same day we plant our seeds is not the same day we eat the fruit. It takes time before the harvest comes. Sure, today I don't look like depression. I don't look like anxiety or migraines or autoimmune illness. I don't look like any of those things, but guess what? I've been through them all. There was a time when I didn't think I would ever make it out of a very lost and dark place, but I did. And when I received my breakthrough, I made a sincere promise to God that because He brought me out of the darkness, I would always try to be a light for others to follow suit. So, honey, I'm writing this book to bring you some light. I want you to know that you are loved, that you are not alone, despite what the journey might look like right now for you. More than anything, I want to inspire you to be your best self and maybe even make you laugh a little bit along the way. If you happen to cry a little too, that's your business. The world is tough right now. There's enough sorrow and frustration to go around. More people are struggling with depression and anxiety than ever before. The fear of the unknown has caused so much stress and fear. But know this, whatever it is that you're feeling right now, whatever you may be going through, it will pass. Now, I won't lie to you. It probably won't happen overnight. It may not end tomorrow or even the next day. But I'm a living witness to the fact that life will not always be hard. There was a time in my life when I just knew I had it all. In the new year of 2008, I made a vision board and posted images and messages like working actress in 2008 and brand new Mercedes on it. I'd taken my headshots and baby, I was ready. And that year I worked like never before. I starred in several independent films and bought a house and a Mercedes. In my mind, I was living the dream. This vision board thing is wonderful, I thought. But then in 2009, a proverbial storm came tearing through my life and uprooting my dream. I couldn't
Sample complete. Ready to continue?